Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Double Entendre Induction. This file is not exactly what it seems. Some things may mean other things. No matter how deep you dive into the meaning of words, all of this is entirely innocent. There are no secondary meanings intended in this insertion of words. Now, there are words that have secondary meanings, things where we can build up some desire for meaning over time, but this is not one of those cases. This is just an innocent conversation with no naughtiness at all. No matter how much you may drift in and out of attention, it doesn't matter if you're firmly listening, perhaps paying attention to the tone rather than the content of the words. Maybe you're even impressed with my oral skills, but it doesn't matter. I will just take you from one place to the next in one fluid motion, letting your mind drift into new regions with rigorous repetition and variation. Now I'm sure you could wrap your hand around this concept as I take you to increasing depths, building up slowly from one place to the next, making sure that I'm always on top of things. Now I know that it may seem hard to listen. You may even feel yourself falling, wondering, maybe even responding in one way or the other. That is not for me to tell. Who knows what kind of sensations build up inside of you as your attention just seems to phase in and out deep inside. Now I have to be firm. I must insist that all of this is one way. There are no multiple meanings here. Even though I go to increasing depths to please your mind, I'm sure that you'll be coming right along with my words, because there's all these things, meanings, twisted, well, no, direct words that I'm inserting into your mind. Now, it is of course possible that nobody sees it coming, and yet is deeply listening, letting my words slip inside of you. Who knows how deep I can take you? There are just a few things here and there, some holes in my theory. But one way or another, I'm sure that your mind will be satisfied by the end. There's all this temptation to say something naughty, but I'll be nice and let you fall off the hook deep and drop down, going firmly in and out of consciousness until you know that I am on top of this and you can simply let yourself continue to increasing depths of desiring to understand all the things that flow from one way to the next. Because of course, the fluidity with which I take you there, the sensitivity of my words, and yet a certain firmness in my voice. It's not hard at all to take you deep. All it takes some time is just a moment a rigid structure. And yet, I'd like to insert something very deep. Your mind knows deep inside what everything could mean, would mean, with just a twist, a slight slip of the tongue. Because we don't control ourselves perfectly, our attention can phase from one place to the next. Sometimes it is perfectly awake, and other times it is zoning out so deep, just wanting to be taken down and penetrated until all defenses melt away and all that is left is just a bit of damp desire to be taken into a warm, relaxing place of nothingness where you can come so easily to relax. And there are different places too. Perhaps what you want is to be pleasing, to hear, to feel, to let yourself listen and follow all these words from one to the next into increasing depths, listening to my oral skills floating into your ears, deeper into your mind. Just a hill. Perhaps a little knob that can be twisted or touched, flicked or played with. Something that affects your mind and your body. But who knows? It could just be an innocent button. It takes no more than a slip of the tongue to respond. There could be an build-up of something, desire to know. And the more you know, the more you may not know what is really happening. Because are the words the effect, or are the effects the words? The more innocent your mind is, the more you stay on top of things. But is that what you want to do? Going for a ride on top, letting yourself slip in and out for a moment? Or perhaps what you want is to flow from one place to the next, paying attention only to the edge of things. Of course, you want to be sensitive to all these things that can happen. And I'm sure that you're not surprised at the lifting effects of my voice. Now, like all good things, they must come and go, and for some people, it's over all too quickly. But it's not over yet. Your mind is still listening. It is still in a place where it can drop and feel relaxed. See, there is a moment where your mind just zones out and will find that if my words, my voice follow, that it can stay nice and deep. And as it does, it'll go deeper still, seeking meaning behind every word, wondering about the double entendres. If my voice doesn't follow, you'll find it easy to awaken once again, knowing that all of this was a completely innocent, perhaps slightly questionable induction. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself. Who knows how much I've built up already? Enjoy.